Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. Cops are looking for the person behind a deadly stabbing in the Bronx this afternoon. Sources tell us the suspect may be the victim's roommate.
A foul smell coming out of an apartment led police to making a grim discovery. A man stabbed to death and his corpse decaying inside of a Longwood apartment building. Neighbors who live here on Longfellow Avenue, like Guy, were here as police showed up.
This time I heard that they found the guy with a knife stab. He was there for like 2 weeks. Oh yeah, there were cops here all day long.
Frank lives down the block.
Started around like 2:30, coroner showed up around like 8:30, 9 o'clock, so it was kind of crazy.
Sources tell us this victim's corpse was found laying on a bed with a knife still inside of it. They also tell us detectives could be looking into the victim's roommate as a prime suspect. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Longwood section of the Bronx.
And a Bronx man is facing charges today for allegedly attacking first responders who were trying to help him out. Prosecutors say two FDNY EMTs responded to the home of Jose Benzcom and tried to render medical aid, but the 22-year-old, they say, punched one of them in the face, causing the EMT's head to bash up against a wall. When the second went in to help out his partner, prosecutors say that Benzcom also punched him repeatedly in the head and the face. Both of the EMTs rushed to the hospital. One of them had to get 5 staples in his head. New York shoppers could soon be saying goodbye to those sell-by dates you're seeing on your groceries.
Sell-by labels often confuse shoppers and lead to perfectly good food being thrown out. That's why the state assembly has just joined the Senate, passing a bill to do away with them. You would still see best if used by and use by dates on foods. The change would require manufacturers to use scientifically valid ways to come up with those dates. Bronx Assembly member Karina Reyes is the bill's sponsor. She says we're trying to make it easier for consumers to determine what all the labels mean and reduce food waste. Governor Hochul is reviewing the bill. If she signs it into law, it would start in 2 years. Suzanne Colucci, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
The man who slammed his car into a Long Island nail salon, killing 4 people, has been found guilty of second-degree murder. The jury delivered the verdict on day 2 of their deliberations. Prosecutors say Stephen Schwally was intoxicated in 2024 when he drove into the Deer Park Salon, killing the owner, 2 employees, and an off-duty NYPD officer. 9 people were injured. And the defense argued that Schwally lost control of his car due to a disability and claimed that the blood drawn from him showing his high blood alcohol level was contaminated potentially by police, but he was found guilty on all of the charges, including manslaughter and aggravated vehicular homicide. $71,000 worth of goods swiped from 2 men in the middle of the night just as they were about to get home.
After a night out, 2 men walking back into an apartment building near Roberts Avenue about 1 in the morning this past Saturday when suddenly a car pulls up. A couple guys jump out, one of them waving a gun and demanding phones, wallets, whatever the victims had, even some of their jewelry. With a total take, it appears, over $70,000 in goods. But it did not end there. After the suspects jumped back in their car, the 2 victims decided to give chase, the gun-toting thief firing off a couple shots at them before getting away. Now, the men who were not hit by those bullets, not injured at all, in fact, but want their stuff back, hope the public can help. Cops in the 45th Precinct have released surveillance pictures and video now of those suspects. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Normal is a strong word to use about life around here, but you may miss the usual grind with the mayor, the governor, and other officials outlining plans for the upcoming World Cup Fest.
There are going to be many mass transportation changes during World Cup time. The MTA's Jan Oliber says on match days, more service for spectators and New Yorkers.
We're going to run extra C trains. We're going to run extra number 1 trains. Those are the trains that go directly to Penn Station. We're going to be running extra number 7 trains for people to get in and out of those great fan fests.
Above ground, some cross streets will be dedicated to buses and shuttles only. DOT Commissioner Mike Flynn explaining.
We currently have staff going door to door in Midtown, discussing our delivery restrictions with businesses in the area.
For updates and alerts, sign up to Summer 26 at 692-692. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A landlord is facing charges today for allegedly lying on a permit to begin demolition work on a building where a family was still living. Bronx DA Darcell Clark says that Joel Grunbaum wrote in a Department of Buildings permit request that the Bronx building was vacant and he began demolishing it, even though he allegedly knew that a tenant was living in a third-floor apartment with their 8 children and grandchildren. They had not moved out. After some of the walls and ceilings were already demolished, the Department of Buildings declared the building unstable, and that prompted a vacate order. Grunbaum is charged now with offering a false instrument. That's the specific charge. He's been arraigned. He's due back in court in August on the charge. Ahead of tonight's public hearing of the Rent Guidelines Board, a local group representing small landlords is sounding an alarm on what a potential rent freeze could mean for their buildings and for tenants.
Pre-1974 buildings, especially ones in the Bronx, are a problem, says Kenny Burgos with the New York Apartment Association.
When it comes to old infrastructure, that threatens the buildings and people themselves.
He thinks a rent freeze could mean fewer maintenance upgrades and more fires at these buildings.
The years of deferred maintenance and the fiscal distress that's showing up, particularly in the Bronx, is part of the reason why we're seeing, unfortunately, these fires occur. But I'm not saying that you just have to all of a sudden increase rent. I'm saying housing has costs, and the government has to recognize that cost.
He says unlike newer properties, these ones don't benefit from certain government subsidies. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the New York State Tenants Block said in a statement that no matter what the landlords say, the data supports a rent freeze. Public testimony is slated to begin at 5 p.m. tonight's meeting at the Jamaica Performing Arts Center, and we expect to hear from the Rent Guidelines Board by the end of the month of June.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.